Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And, you know, I go back to the responsibility of Congress here because had the Senate actually gone through with the impeachment of Donald Trump, we would not be in this situation.
Okay. You know what? This is disgusting. This is like a witch hunt. This is like the Blair Witch Hunt project.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Joe Biden is far less like than he was 4 years ago. Just 43% of voters now view Joe Biden favorably in these states.
LA reports a pretty big jump at the pump. The average price of a gallon of gas in the Buffalo Niagara Falls region today is $3.56.
You know, it's going to be great when Donald Trump gets elected. But when he does win, the screaming that you're doing at Zionist is going to be nothing compared to the screaming you're going to be doing come November.
Oh, the tears of unfathomable sadness.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Keep checking the wires and the local websites for the media, and I don't see anything about it, whether they finished picking a jury in the Karen Reed case. Turtle Boy was just complaining on Twitter, saying, you know, it would be nice if they gave us an update every once in a while about whether they've seated the last four jurors yet. They have 12. They need four more. I guess, you know, they, again, you need 16, 12 regular and four alternate. They all sit there. And I think at some most places, I don't think you know if it's an alternate or a regular juror. They tell you at the end because, you know, they want everybody paying close attention or as close attention as you can pay. And by the way, if Trump did fall asleep, he's not the first guy to fall asleep in court. I've fallen asleep in court. Who hasn't fallen asleep in court? If you're just especially if you're watching, I've seen jurors drift off. You know, testimony sometimes is very, very exciting, you know, very electrifying. Other times it can be dry as the desert. And, you know, if you haven't had a good night's sleep or you were up late or whatever reason, you just drift off. 844-500-4242.
According to WBZ, Howie, they are aiming to get opening statements underway a week from today.
And Karen Reed?
Yes.
A week from today.
The goal is to get 20 jurors, according to WBZ, then pare that down to 16 who will actually sit for the trial. I actually was reading something this morning saying that Karen Reed's team was complaining about the setup of the actual courtroom.
Right.
They couldn't see all the jurors.
Right. Yeah, they apparently it's a small courtroom that they use for criminal trials, and so they filed a complaint, the defense, and so the prosecution today came back and said, this is just the one we usually use, so if you want to move to a bigger courtroom, they were amenable to that. So that's probably what they're going to do is move it to a different courtroom. They also were trying to get Turtle Boy is also reporting on Twitter that they got a new batch of discovery today from the prosecution, and that one of the state cops, Brian Tully, was looking for his bank records, for Turtle Boy's bank records. And Turtle Boy says they apparently thought he was getting paid off by the Reed family. I mean, this is just an amazing case. I was trying to explain it to some people at lunch yesterday, saying, well, you know, they got three cops who apparently lied to the state grand jury, one a local cop, one a state cop, and one a fed. And the FBI has said they have three accident reconstructions experts who say the guy O'Keefe, John O'Keefe, the victim, couldn't have been hit by a car, a vehicle. But yet the woman is charged with second-degree murder. When she could, even if she did it by accident, she couldn't have done it, according to these. They're just going, what? When is the Netflix coming out? It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while. But we're keeping an eye on it, and we'll have Turtle Boy on again when there's, you know, enough news to warrant it. 844-500-4242. 617, like falling asleep in church, laughing out loud. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Let he who has not fallen asleep in church cast the first stone here. That's a good way to put it, exactly. 844-500-4242. So, Jerry Connolly is this guy who he says that the Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. But again, I repeat, why hasn't he joined up? I suggested the man bun brigade 2 years ago. All these people that want to have the Ukraine flag as their avatar on social media, they want to have the Ukraine flag in the in the yard next to "Hate Has No Home" sign here. Why have they not signed up? I don't know of a single person. I haven't read any stories. Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s son, Connor, he went over there for a while. I don't think he stayed long, but he went over for a little. The Spanish Civil War, the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, there were hundreds of Americans who joined to help the commies. Why isn't anyone helping the Nazis over there in Ukraine? They want to help the Nazis and Hamas because they don't have to leave their tree-lined Ivy League campuses. And by the way, there are new developments. It's monkey see, monkey do. Here's the headline in the Herald: protest encampments related to war in Gaza take root at MIT Emerson. Emerson? Is that an elite enough school to be having these kinds of demonstrations? I mean, not to be snobbish about it, but 844-500-4242. Officer Mark, most trial proceedings are as tiresome as the very exciting Boston Red Sox pregame broadcast. Yes. I wouldn't say they're that bad, but they're bad. They're bad a lot of the time. 844-500-4242. Linda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Linda.
I'm telling you, Jerry Connolly is such a jerk. I'm in Northern Virginia. I'm from Massachusetts. So I go, and there was a meeting about shootings in the school. So I go to the meeting, and I start, once they realize I'm on the other side of the issue, they took the microphone away from me. It even made it in the local newspaper. Then I went and I was out at the polls for Trump, and he comes down the line, he's going to vote, and I'm like, hey, Jerry Connolly, you remember me? I'm the one you humiliated in that meeting. Oh, yeah, well, I hear your accent. I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, I'm from West Roxbury. I'm like, I don't care where you're from. You're such a jerk. This guy's got to go.
Do you remember a few years back, some kid came up to him on the sidewalk and he started screaming and yelling at the kid? Like a little 8-year-old boy. I mean, it wasn't like sex perversion or anything. He was just a jerk and a bodily orifice to this little kid.
Yeah. Yeah, such a jerk.
But he went to Harvard, He got his master's at Harvard, Linda, so he must be smarter than you and me. Right? That's what he thinks. That's what he thinks. And he worked as a Senate staffer. So he's another one of these guys like McGovern from Worcester. They never had real jobs. They went to college, they become a staffer, and then they get elected to Congress. Schumer's another one. Ryan, McConnell, all these people, the real jerks, have just been in the swamp their entire lives in both parties. Thanks for the call, Linda. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Hey, when these the Democrats and sign off on a foreign aid package.
Yeah.
From my understanding, what happens is they don't send them a bunch of money. What they do is they invest or they they go to Raytheon and say, we need 1,000 missiles.
Right. Well, that's what that's the way they were promoting it last week, Dr. Luke. Like, all this money isn't going to buy new high-rise condos on Biscayne Bay and Swiss chalets in the Swiss Alps. This is a lot of this money, not all of it, some of it is, but a lot of this money is actually going to American contractors. Again, Dr. Luke, whatever happened to the Democrats and even Republicans supposed to be wary of the military-industrial complex?
Correct. I agree with you. I wonder how many of these politicians have stocks in these companies.
Well, isn't that what Vivek Ramaswamy said about Nikki Haley? Wasn't she on the board of Raytheon? And she was big time Ukraine keep the war going. Where are the calls for a ceasefire in the Ukraine-Russian war? There's 600,000 people dead, and there's only maybe like 30,000 dead in Gaza. So I mean, it seems like there's a lot more carnage in Ukraine and Russia, but the commies on campus don't seem to care about it.
Hey, freedom, freedom, freedom.
Freedom, yeah. I know. Against thuggish Putin. Thuggish, as opposed to thuggish Zelensky. How about if you're in jail, in a Ukrainian jail, because you crossed Zelensky? Do you think people who are political prisoners in Kiev and elsewhere, do you think Zelensky's a thug? I'll bet they do. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will be right back. He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
All these colleges and universities are running on empty. I hope their endowments are running on empty, too, very shortly. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is how will the first Trump criminal trial in New York turn out? Conviction, acquittal, or hung jury / mistrial?
I think hung jury mistrial.
61% say hung jury mistrial, 30% say conviction, 8% say acquittal.
All right. 844-500-4242. 844. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments on these ridiculous January 6th trials, including the Georgia trials on Thursday. So I don't know how that's going to turn out, but it's going to be an interesting week for trials, even if the Karen Reed trial doesn't begin until next Monday. 844-500-4242. Time now for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
All week long, we ask you to comment and tell us how much you love us. You can send us emails or texts or even snail mail and just tell us how wonderful we are. Me, Grace, Taylor, Jared, everybody at the show, and Emma too. And at this time every Monday, unless something else happens, we like to check in with Grace. She's the curator of our love notes, our fan mail. So, Grace, what do you got this week?
I want to start, Howie, with someone who sounds like she could be your Aunt Mabel calling from beyond the grave. This is cut two.
This is a message for Howie Loser Carr. Stop taking the Lord's name in vain. Can't you come up with a more creative way of expressing yourself? How about Good Godzilla? How could that happen? Howie, you're an imbecile.
Now, my Aunt Mabel would never call Howard an imbecile.
She probably wouldn't be happy with you taking the Lord's name in vain, though. I bet she would take a problem with that.
I don't know.
She didn't really care.
I don't know. No, she took me to church every week, but to Mass at Sacred Heart. But no, she didn't care that much. She was not what I would term devout.
Will you try Good Godzilla in the future?
I don't think so.
Godzilla has God in it. I don't see how that's different.
Well, you're not taking, you're taking Godzilla's name in vain, I guess.
How about Cripes? Is that okay?
I think Cripes is okay. Cripes is kind of old school. I like it.
Yeah.
Another thing, Howie, we put up an Instagram of you when you were back last week, and we, with a big picture of you, we said, Howie's back. It was on Wednesday. And my favorite comment was a man named John who wrote, "Is Grace gone?" with a smiley face. No, John. No, no, no. I'm still here. All right, now let's get to cut one, please. Some people just think you're a little too, you're living in the past, man. This is cut one.
Grad student who lives in the dorm and oversees everything. It's called a proctor. What is this, Oxford in 1842? How about calling an IRA like the rest of us normal people? No, you're not a Wellesley swell. Never even heard of an IRA, huh? Resident advisor, IRA? Proctor. Jeez.
We have RAs at Carolina. I know what an RA is, but these are like faculty types. An RA is like that guy on October 7th who was beating up Jews and they threw him out of the dorm and he claimed he was a victim of racial profiling. That guy was an RA. I mean, they have these people who are wasn't Randall Kennedy the Harvard law school professor, black guy who he wanted to defend some politically incorrect person, and Claudine Gay got him thrown out of the school. No, it's different. Don't tell me this stuff. I'm not an academic by trade, but I know some of this stuff.
Okay, no further questions. Next up, can we get cut three, please?
Have you ever noticed that Tucker Taylor has more gaffes than Biden?
What Donald Trump put out on his Truth Social last yesterday? He couldn't hit the broadside of a bull with a gun, with a bullet.
When the wind didn't shine.
Right. As somebody who attends a gym regularly, I use them working out in the yard, at the gym, while I'm driving, as you mentioned.
You work out in the yard while you're driving?
Was it Alice from the Brady Brunch?
The Brady Brunch? Now he's getting into the whole cannibal thing.
This was a big flub.
Brady Brunch.
The Brady Brunch. And one last one.
70s themed breakfast at my restaurant.
Aaron Chadbourne filled in for Howie for 1 hour last week. And Aaron received some praise. Cut four.
I don't know who that guy was from Maine in the last hour, but he was fantastic. He never talked over anybody like Captain Talkover. Gave the phone number out like a normal human being, unlike Captain Talkover. And he exposed Taylor for being the nitwit that he is. That guy is a keeper.
Hey, we like to have good fill-ins. Everybody's happy.
That's good. Glad to know that. Glad there was at least one satisfied customer there last week. It's a rarity, but maybe it's a trend. I hope so.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
We'll be right back with more. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Justin from Boyle's Body Works says, my grandmother used to say Christopher Columbus. That's a very un-PC thing to say now, unless you're saying chop off his head. Take him out of the North End, his statue. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Someone says, use Dick Tracy's phrase, ye gods. How about Perry White, the editor of the Daily Planet in the Superman comics? Great Caesar's ghost. And then they tried to, one day he said it so many times, Great Caesar's ghost appeared, an apparition, only of course it wasn't Great Caesar's ghost. 844. Instead of taking God's name in vain, use what my aunt was used to say, oh, sugar plum fairies. That would be considered hate speech today, 508. It probably worked in here, right? in your head's time, but, you know, time marches on. 844-500-4242. Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, Howie. I wanted to just talk about what's going on in these college campuses with these spoiled brats. And correct me if I'm wrong, but a few years ago, with the alleged white supremacy that was on the rise in the country, and all these students have to have area safe spaces or whatever.
Safe spaces, you're right.
Okay, so I don't understand why the same people that said we have to provide students of color safe spaces from white supremacists on college campuses, that these same progressives, and I repeat, progressives, are not saying these Jewish students need their safe spaces from these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters.
Well, this is a really good point. Kraft mentioned that today. He spent millions to set up this Kraft Center for Jewish students, and he said when he announced he's withdrawing his support from the university now, his alma mater, it is my hope that Columbia and its leadership will stand up to this hate by ending these protests immediately. It is also my hope that in this difficult time, the Kraft Center at Columbia will serve as a source of security and safety for all Jewish students and faculty on campus who want to gather peacefully to practice their religions, to be together, and to be welcomed. You're absolutely right. That's a really good point, Thomas. You know, another thing that's really changed, the first big demonstrations in the U.S. in the 60s started at Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley. They were led by a guy named Mario Savio, who's been dead for a long time now. He was a graduate, one of these graduate-type students, you know, hip pocket protector and, you know, pens, and his hair was all, you know, disheveled, et cetera. And, you know, do you remember the name of that movement, the student movement at Berkeley in the 60s, Thomas?
Yes, Student Nonviolent Movement Against the War in Vietnam.
No, that was another one, but this was called the Free Speech Movement. Free Speech Movement. And now, here it is. What is it, 60? It's 60, almost 60 years later, and we have the anti-free speech movement. It's funny how things change.
Yeah, and things have come, honestly, what we're seeing now is totalitarianism to a certain extent, yeah, of where you silence your opposition by ostracizing, intimidating, and that's not what liberals used to be. I'm old enough to remember when the liberals were the good guys that stood up against conservative bullies, all right? That's changed. That has changed now. And now the conservatives now are the rebellious ones with regards to challenging the establishment. And
yeah, the ACLU. Remember the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, the American Nazis, I think they were led by George Lincoln Rockwell at the time. They wanted to march in Skokie, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, which, you know, had tens of thousands of Jewish survivors of the Holocaust living there then. And the ACLU, maybe, you know, a heavily Jewish organization, went to court to get the Nazis the right to march at a protest parade in Skokie, Illinois, just because they believed in free speech. These people now don't believe in free speech, Thomas.
No, and it's sad because, you know, look back at Jerry Williams, the great Jerry Williams on WRKO, when he used to allow extreme radicals, including Malcolm X, to come on his radio program, and he would, you know, these people would challenge things. Some of them were just dismissed as whack jobs, but history has proven with regards to Malcolm X, he was right on a whole lot of things. And I don't know if you are friends with the Williams family, but I do remember Jerry saying that he had 28 hours of tape with Malcolm X that I wish we could hear those conversations in Boston way back when.
So some of the stuff is on YouTube, but I don't think a lot of the Malcolm X stuff is on YouTube. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. There, some of his old producers who wrote a book about him listen to the show sometimes, I think. So I'll check it out. Thanks for the call, Thomas. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking the call. During the primary season, I remember, I think it was during the Michigan primaries, the local news interviewed a Jewish fellow going to vote, and he said, "I'm just going to hold my nose and vote for Biden." And listen carefully if you have Jewish friends or family. This is during the election season. And if Biden is reelected, he is going to betray you the very next day. And the first question I will ask you is, who did you vote for?
Yeah, I think there's fewer Jewish people voting for him this time around, but it's still a majority, I would say, Todd. And I don't understand it. I haven't understood it for a long time. Because they're pandering to these vicious Nazi anti-Semites, and you know, and DeSantis, you know, I mean, again, he didn't run a great campaign. He doesn't have a warm and endearing personality, but he's saying today that any foreign student that you know has a visa who takes part in these anti-Semitic riots should have their visa pulled, and that, I mean, that's what the Harvard students when all this started on October 8th or 9th afterwards, and they said they were supporting the Hamas terrorist in their genocide against the Jews. They all flipped out and they said, "Oh, they're going to throw us out. They're going to why don't you want to go back to the Mid East?" And fight the IDF and take, you know, help, you know, so what if you're gay? So what if you're a transgender Muslim? Go back and fight with Hamas or Hezbollah or the Houthis, you know? Join ISIS. See how far you get in ISIS. You know, they've reconstituted themselves up in the desert in Syria and Iraq. You know, go and join them. See if you like it better than being in Cambridge. With all those, with all these infidels and heathens, you know, that have running water and electricity and indoor plumbing, you know, go back to the homeland, to the heartland. 844-500-4242-781. Funny how all the libs protesting for free speech back in the 60s are now running things. They're worse than the original people they were protesting against. You know what? All the people they were protesting against, most of them were World War II veterans that fought Nazis. Now, all these years later, these people have turned into Nazis.
So, Howie, Joe Biden was asked about the protest today after an Earth Day event he held in Triangle, Virginia, with AOC, Ed Markey, and Bernie Sanders. This was Joe Biden being asked about that.
And the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
I couldn't really make it out. What was he saying?
He condemns the anti-Semitic protests, but he also condemns those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. People are calling it his "very fine people on both sides" moment.
Oh yeah, you know what? That's exactly what it is. He doesn't people that are going on with the yeah. That's what it is. How can you say it any differently?
Well, I mean, I would argue that legitimizes the lie that Trump said that there are very fine people on both sides, referring to both Nazis,
right?
And because that's
so. Then
was
he referring to like the Palestinians who kidnapped the 14-year-old Jewish shepherd in the West Bank and murdered him in cold blood? He said, "You have to understand why they kidnapped that little 14-year-old kid. You have to understand why they why Hamas beheaded the babies." You know, it's come out that a lot of the people that survived October 7th, the Jewish people, have killed themselves. It was just, talk about PTSD. It was just too much for them. 844-500-4242.
He was also asked, quote, "Should the Columbia University president resign?" His response was, "I didn't know that."
No, she's a Muslim. So no, she checks all the boxes. She was born in Egypt, and she's a Muslim. So she's safe.
Well, he just misheard the reporter as saying the Columbia president resigned. He said, I didn't know that. But the question was, should she resign?
That's what he would have said anyway. Whatever the question was, he would have said. He has no clue what's going on. By the way, I want to mention Earth. I want to mention the genesis of Earth Day. We like to talk about this on Earth Day, but the guy who claimed to have invented Ira, his name is Ira Einhorn. He's dead now, but we'll talk about him when we come back. He's a very, shall we say, colorful figure in the counterculture. Not so much that way, but he was a sex killer is what he was. 844-500 a domestic abuser. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Get a crash course from the captain on everything he's talking about in today's show.
Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on today's edition of Howie's Homework.
You'll be up to speed on today's news in no time.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Today is Earth Day. So, Ira Einhorn, this is a flashback. The Daily Caller runs this story every year. Here's an inconvenient truth about the self-described founder of Earth Day. He murdered and composted his girlfriend. This guy's been dead now for 4 years, died at the age of 79. Environmental activist was found guilty of murdering his ex-girlfriend and stuffing her composted, quote-unquote, body in a trunk. This was in Philadelphia. After 5 years of being together, Helen Maddox broke up with Einhorn. Enraged, he threatened to throw Maddox's belongings onto the street if she didn't come by to get them. She went to Einhorn's apartment to retrieve them on September 9th, 1977, but was never seen again. Several weeks later, Einhorn told police that she went missing after going to the neighborhood co-op to buy tofu and sprouts. Because, of course, she did. Tofu and sprouts. Were there any Belgium endives? However, 18 months later, authorities searched her apartment, his apartment, after neighbors complained that a reddish-brown, foul-smelling liquid was leaking from the ceiling directly below Einhorn's bedroom closet. Einhorn jumped bail and spent 23 years evading authorities and hiding out all over Europe. They caught him in France. That's where pervs like to hang out, Roman Polanski, Ira Einhorn. So that's the guy. He always claimed he was responsible for launching it, although most activists credit Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson instead. But that's our flashback. She went and he killed her and composted her and said that she had gone out to buy tofu and sprouts. 844-500-4242. Janet, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Janet.
Hi, Allie. I'm just thinking about the situation, and I think the seed that was planted for what we have, the garden we have today, was in the mid-60s. I still go back to Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn, and Bill Ayers being Obama's guide and aide, and it was there. It was so vicious and hateful, and these college kids, and they say it's not true. It's true. I was in the State Department when this happened. They would fly out to San Diego to spit on the ships that were delivering, taking our boys back, okay? And they were from these big, fancy Dan colleges, and it's just a total disrespect, and I really believe our country has gone to hell. I'm sorry to be so emotional, but I have a big attachment to the Vietnam War, and I just see it all over again, and I see the disrespect that they showed. I don't know what they think is owed to them. I really don't. You know, they owe reparations to the grandparents who came here and gave their lives and sacrificed everything for our country. And they have no idea what they're talking about. They should go to the Mideast and they should try to live there. They wouldn't be able.
I know. That's what I mean. If you know, why haven't all these savages who were you know, on here on scholarships didn't have to take the SATs because they probably couldn't get a decent score? Why don't they go back and fight if this is such a big deal for them, Janet?
Remember the Vietnam War and everybody was gay? All the guys, I'm gay, I'm a homosexual. They were willing to clear themselves homosexual so they didn't have to go into the military. And
right.
If they had gone up to college, they went on campus and did the whatever it was. And it's awful. It's absolutely awful. And I've never thought I'd see this. I thought people would learn, but they've just gotten worse.
Thanks for the call, Janet. I appreciate it. And don't worry about being emotional about this. This is pretty terrible what's going on here right now. It's you're seeing these pampered punks again. Only this, I think it's even worse than Vietnam. Edward, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Edward.
Hey, Howie, I got three things. ACLU, why didn't they take Trump's case? Okay, I know that. Why is the Nation of Islam so silent about all these atrocities?
Well, yeah. I think you know that. I mean, there are very few Muslim. I mean, there are individual Muslims who speak out, but there are not any Muslim groups, are there, that are denouncing these atrocities that are going on in the Mideast?
But why aren't
down at Harvard, this is where it all started. Was at Harvard the next day, all the Muslim groups came out in support. Gleeful support of the slaughter, the genocidal Nazi slaughter of Israeli civilians. They were for this, and they've behaved despicably ever since. Not all of them, but a huge percentage of them. Thanks for the call, Edward. 844-500-4242. Since you're going to talk about Earth Day, it happens to be Lenin's birthday. Why am I not surprised? I'm Howie Carr.